I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts A to Z on KDFC. This time, diminished chords. You've heard a memorable one before in this piece, Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor. As the low pedal note holds in the bass, a diminished seventh chord is slowly built up from the bottom, each note a minor third higher than the one before it. It ends up resolving to a major chord. That's the thing about diminished chords. They make you feel like you're hanging until they resolve, and they can resolve a number of different ways. A diminished seventh chord uses four notes that are evenly spaced, and because of that, there are only three different chords that are possible before you start repeating yourself. Beethoven uses two of the three in this passage from the Moonlight Sonata. Diminished chords can help to change key, since the ear can hear them several ways. Think of an optical illusion where the staircase is going either up or down. They can lead in a different direction than was expected, depending on which note your ear wants to hear resolve. This chord can lead here, or here, or here, or here. The reason for that is the interval that was once thought so ugly that it must be the work of the devil, the one Leonard Bernstein later used throughout West Side Story.
Maria, I've just kissed a girl named Maria.
It too wants to resolve. If Tony were in love with Marie, the melody would be much harder to sing. There are two of those tricky intervals built into every diminished seventh chord, so it's like going into a hallway that has several different doors. And that might be one reason it helps to build suspense. And that's the State of the Arts A to Z on Classical KDFC.